I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid. It's an illegal thing. Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What pizza we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Now you first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
The internet, social media, dating, and rideshare apps all make life so convenient and fun.
Swiping to meet up with someone new has become part of our daily lives.
It's also how many unsuspecting people have ended up dead. I'm Courtney Bell.
And I'm Jillian Lee Garner, and we're the co-hosts of the true crime podcast, I Met My Murderer Online.
In each episode, we share a true story of one such deadly online connection and hopefully how you can avoid it. We hear from all who were involved in the case, the investigators.
They discovered a victim inside the house.
Victims' family members.
Right now, it doesn't feel like life can ever be joyful again.
And sometimes, even the murderer themselves.
You have to decide, okay, what are you willing to do here? Are you willing to kill these people?
If you're a fan of true crime, then you have to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As serious as this subject matter is, and we've discussed this here on the podcast before, there is undoubtedly a dark sense of humor, a thread that runs through many of these particular investigations, these episodes. And I've always chosen to acknowledge that because there is a dark sense of humor to it. It just is what it is. You've got a guy comes in and thinks it's funny sometimes. And while I acknowledge this humorous angle of the predator investigations, both the things that come out of my mouth sometimes spontaneously and the things that these predators I've caught actually do, it still irks me when one of the predators I've caught takes it all nonchalantly. I guess if you understand where I'm going with this, doesn't take it seriously enough. There's a difference between the dark sense of humor you and I see in these cases and the predator who sloughs it off, laughs it off, doesn't think it's a big deal for a 22-year-old to try to have sex with a 13-year-old. That part of it's not funny at all. That part of it's sad. And it's a part of the predator mindset that allows these guys to blur the line between fantasy and reality, have a sexually explicit chat, drive over to a house where they think a child is home alone, and try to sexually assault that child. And that is the case with a 22-year-old predator I've caught, named Corey Black. Do you remember Corey? He kind of faded into the library of predators, at least for me, But I was talking to Joey Tcat the other day, and he reminded me of Corey Blagg, and I remembered him. But it wasn't until I dug a little deeper and realized just how laissez-faire nonchalant he was. And that irks me, as I've mentioned. Corey was the fellow in Long Beach, a skinny guy, kind of a spiky hairdo, big smile. Corey drove an hour and 45 minutes to meet a 13-year-old girl named Skylar. That girl was actually a decoy with the online watchdog group Perverted Justice. Now, if you'll remember, Long Beach was a pretty prolific investigation for us. We had already conducted an investigation in Riverside, California, and this was only a matter of months later. In fact, we saw a repeat visitor, a fellow who showed up in Riverside, then again in Long Beach, Michael Siebert. During the investigation, a Perverted Justice decoy was hit up in a chat room by Corey Blagg. He said online he was 21. That's not true. Although, you know, what's the difference between saying you're 21 and you're actually 22? I don't know. "Hi," says Corey, whose screen name is Blagg, C-A, as in Corey Blagg, California. "Hi, hi. You there? My name is Corey." "Hi, yeah, I'm here," says the girl. "ASL," she asks. "Are you from San Diego?" "I'm 21, sweetie. I love being with young, active people that love to hang out. And I'm from Chula Vista. You?" he says. "Are you very busy tonight?" he asks. "Would you like to see a movie or something?" This is just a few minutes into the conversation, six to be exact. "What's your name, sweetie?" she says. "Sky." "It's so beautiful," he says. "What about your ASL?" "Oh, thank you. 13, female, Cali." Right there. 13, female, Cali. "Yeah, you like the movies and the beach, and what music do you like?" he asks. "I like all kinds, just not stuff like Ashley Simpson and her stupid sister." Remember, this is September of 2006. "I'm looking for a date to take to the movies tonight. Would you be interested, or just someone to cuddle with in my car at the beach?" She's 13, Corey. "I can pick you up and I'll pay for everything, no worries. I love to kiss and cuddle like teddy bears." This. "LOL," says Sky. "You like to?" "You can never practice enough," says Corey. Ugh. Now, later we'll learn that Corey was prolific online, or at least by his own account. He will tell me, and you'll hear this from his own mouth, that he has met other people, all adults, he claims, and had sex after chatting online. Although in one case he says he was surprised when he met a transvestite. I'll let him tell you about that. Stand by. Skylar says, "Maybe if I get to know you a little better." "Sure, we can talk for as long as you want. I'm super nice. I'm originally from Georgia." "Cool." K-E-W-L. "I'm a southern type guy, laid back, fun, and affectionate." "LOL." "So are you free tonight?" "What city are you in?" "I'm in Chula Vista." She says she's near the ocean. And she'll tell him later the exact location if she likes him. "I just gotta like you," she says. "I know, baby, LOL. Ask me things so you can get to know me, honey." "Honey, she's 13, Corey." "I want to see you tonight, so ask whatever you need to in order to feel like friends and be comfortable." "LOL." "Kay, what do you do?" "I work for a computer company in San Diego." "Well, you used to work for a computer company in San Diego." It's fun. I drive around all day. I eat at the mall for lunch, Monday through Friday, LOL. In La Jolla, I have a great car, a four-door Nissan Sport. It's fast and pretty, so I love it. I have an apartment in Chula Vista. All I'm missing is a sweetheart to share my love with, a girl to romance and kiss and cuddle. That is what I want to do tonight, and I hope you can be my superwoman. Oh, isn't that sweet? So, a 22-year-old with all that going on has to resort to meeting a 13-year-old in a chat room? I guess he does. Ask me more. How come you don't got a girlfriend? Says the decoy. I have had several, but I'm picky and I know what I like. Some girls cheated on me, had to move away to work in other states, so they just didn't work out. Picky, huh? Picky as in wanting a 13-year-old. But I'm really sweet. I've never had a bad girlfriend. I'm just single now. You know, you have to wonder how many of these other girlfriends were underage. You got lots of girlfriends then? Yes, I have many girls that are my friends, but there is something I like about you in particular. So I want to be with you and find out how big your heart is. I already know I'm attracted to you physically. I want to know about what's on your inside of your heart. So he's turned on by a 13-year-old girl, pictures she sent, and now he wants to know about her soul at all of 13 years old. What other questions do you have, baby? Keep asking. I like talking with you. The decoy asks what they would do. What do you want to do when you graduate? Be like a holistic doctor, I think, she says. Doesn't even respond to that. He just wants to know how many miles she is from San Diego. He's getting ready to jump in that Nissan of his and drive over for sex with a kid. Well, if you're worth the drive, which I think you are, then I have no problem. I've been to LA to be with girls before. I think you're worth it so far. You know. So you're worth the gas money. Do you have a phone number or do we have to talk on here? We'll have to talk on here for now, she says. But we can talk on the phone later if you want. Did you leave? Okay, no, I'm here, honey. So you like me so far, sweetie? Yeah, you seem real nice. I think I am the sweetest person in the world. Sweetest person in the world who's going to come over and rape a 13-year-old girl. I'm a super good friend. I pride myself on never lying to my girlfriends. Cool, she says. If you love me and hold me and be with me, I will love you forever and never hurt you ever. I like to make people happy and smile. If you're smiling and happy, so am I. The decoy asks, so what do you like to do with girlfriends? Like, you take them out and stuff? Yes, depends on how close you live to me. Can you give me an address so I can MapQuest and see how many minutes you are? If I know how close, then I know how much time we can spend together. He wants a quickie is what he wants. With a 13-year-old girl. Would you want a relationship then, he asks. I do. It's not real far, is it? She asks about the driving time. I like you so much. I wish you could drive and meet me halfway, you know. She can't drive. She's 13. Yeah, I want a boyfriend. That'd be real cool, she says. He's now figured out it's about an hour drive. It's actually about an hour and 45 minutes. Which, as you'll hear in a moment, is a drive he'll make. And he's pushing real hard to do this tonight, the night of this chat. If you meet me, how long can you be out of your house? Are your parents strict? Can you tell them you're studying at a friend's house? Can you tell them you're studying at a friend's house? Romeo here knows what he's doing is illegal. Now it's about covering his tracks. He's done the grooming part, or at least he thinks he's done the grooming part. More about this predator I've caught in a moment. My mom's gone, she says. Who is there? Your dad? I don't know my dad. This is typical. Portraying a vulnerable teen in a somewhat challenging household. How long is your mom gone for, baby? Where did she go? Vegas. Oh yeah, do you have any animals or anything, LOL, to keep you company? No. Aw. Then I'll come over and keep you company. I can stay until Sunday if you want, no pressure. I want to just be with you, and I would be so happy, honey. I'd like to just chill. We can go see a movie or go to the beach. My favorite thing to do with my girlfriend is to rent new movies and watch them at home and cuddle and make out. I hope you like to be affectionate, kiss and cuddle. It is so much fun with a hot person. I like doing that so much. He goes on and on. We are made in heaven for each other then. Blech. He says he'll come right now if he gets directions. She tells him that she's a virgin. More pictures are exchanged. He says he's got to fix dinner for his roommate, but he'll come over later. The chat's not done yet, though. The decoy says she's got a hot tub and asks, do you like hot tubs? Aw, it's my favorite. Cool, don't tempt me, LOL. I'm so jealous, haha. I want to live there. Pretty sure that's not going to happen. We can watch movies, play in the hot tub, and just get to know each other. Okay? We can do anything you want. I don't know how shy you are, honey. Not really shy, but don't know what you want to do. He goes back into the cuddling thing. Then, he says that he'd like to take her virginity in the hot tub. I'm affectionate, and I'd love to be loved and make love, okay? LOL, you want to make love to me? Asks the decoy. Yes, I want to respect you, honey. You're going to be my girlfriend. Let's just leave it at this. I'm really attracted to you, and when we get together, nothing is impossible, okay? I'm saying when we get in the hot tub, we can make love, no problem. I would love that. I want to make you happy. We just kiss or make out. It's up to you. Wow, he's giving a 13-year-old girl a choice. What a man of character. Are you a virgin? He asks, just so I know. Yeah, I am. Is that bad? No, it's not bad. I still want you to like me, she says. I still like you. I had sex for the first time when I was 12. Girls usually wait one or two more years. The thing I know is that when I wanted this very pretty girl, we were girlfriend and boyfriend. I did it with her, and I am so happy I did. Thank you for letting me know. Well, it's not that big a deal, says the decoy. At least to me, but I thought you should know. Thank you for letting me know. I am curious, though, when we get in the hot tub and we are both turned on, are you willing to make out tonight? I would love to be your first. I am very gentle and careful. It's up to you. It's the perfect time for you. You have the house to yourself, and we could take our time and fall in love. Ah, isn't he sweet? Well, it's not over yet because he has another treat for this 13-year-old girl. I have something most girls don't get to do also. I have chocolate-flavored condoms. I only have two left. I will use them for you. Wow. Chocolate flavor, she says? Yes, only if you want to give a blowjob. It tastes like chocolate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, chocolate, idiot. Of course we know what you mean. Yeah. So this goes on for a little bit longer. Corey Blagg jumps in his Nissan and drives an hour and 45 minutes, all excited to meet his dream date, to take her virginity in a hot tub, 13-year-old Scott. But Corey is not going to be able to fulfill his fantasy, not on this day. Corey is going to walk in, and you'll hear this in a minute. He's going to have a quick chat with the on-site decoy. And I think it would have played out longer if it wasn't for the fact that Corey had to use the restroom. Now, as you know, and I've discussed this before, this presents a bit of a dilemma. There is a certain production quality of having the guy go in the bathroom, do his business, come out, and instead of seeing the young girl, he sees me. But it's risky. What if he does something odd or weird or violent or sketchy in the bathroom and then we have a barricaded guy there? We've allowed it to happen in a few instances when we thought we had pretty good control over the situation. But remember, this was fairly early on in the predator investigation. So, well, listen for yourself.
Hey, come on in this way. How you doing?
Like you fell asleep.
Kind of.
The onside decoy greets Corey at the door. It's dark out. It's pretty late. And he's excited. He says, I thought you might have fallen asleep. She's perky.
How's your drive?
How is your drive? Long, he says. They proceed into the kitchen area. There's a bar set up. If you recall the Long Beach home, we had a hot tub in the backyard on the patio. But it never got that far in this case.
I have some drinks here, but you kind of have one already, but it's Kool-Aid, not that it's like crazy.
I need to use the bathroom, though.
So he says he's got to use the bathroom, and he's getting uncomfortably close to the onside decoy. So I choose that moment to come out.
Oh, the bathroom.
So what's on the agenda for tonight?
What's that?
How you doing? Why don't you have a seat on that stool over there for me?
All right.
Thanks.
If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment. Now, he's stunned to see me, but not shocked. He doesn't go pale white. The blood doesn't drain out of his face. He complies with my request to have him have a seat. We'll find out later that he's actually seen some of the earlier Predator investigations. That's right, he's watched them on television. But he's here anyway.
What's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Good, please sit down.
All right.
Now, he's got this smirky grin going on. I've got the transcripts in my hand, and I launch into a series of questions. Easy ones at first.
Find the place okay?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to drive?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
Hour and 45 minutes. And why would you drive so far on a Saturday night?
To come see my friend.
See your friend?
Yeah.
Who is this friend?
Sky.
Sky?
Just to come see a friend. An hour and 45 minutes to see a friend. Sky.
And why would you drive so far on a Saturday night?
To come see my friend.
See your friend?
Yeah.
Who is this friend?
Sky.
Sky?
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Sky?
She's 13, I believe.
13. And how old are you?
22. Yes.
You're 22 and you're here to see a 13-year-old girl.
Yes.
Who's home alone.
Yes.
You see any issues with that?
No, I was just going to hang out with her.
Just going to hang out. No issues there. What 22-year-old goes to visit a 13-year-old under any circumstances, a girl who he has just met online hours earlier? Corey Blagg, that's who. And it wasn't just to hang out, Corey.
Just going to hang out.
Well, no, she said she had a hot tub and
hot tub.
We're just going to have fun. She seemed nice. So.
She seemed nice.
Yeah.
She seemed 13. She seemed underage.
Well, there's nothing wrong with hanging out with girls that are 13.
And you tell them you're studying at a friend's house. That's the excuse you suggest for her to tell her
that's
parents.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he had suggested to the girl during the chat that she tell the mom that she's going to go study at a friend's house. Well, it turned out that as part of the story, the decoy told the mom wasn't there, so didn't even need that.
But if this is all on the up and up, then why do you have to give her an excuse to give to her parents?
Because she would obviously be too young.
There you go. See, there's the answer. She would obviously be too young to go out with somebody who's 22 years old.
Yes, he comes to the conclusion. She's obviously too young to hang out with somebody who's 22. Okay, Corey, now we're getting someplace. Let's continue.
She says, you're going to bring condoms then. I have chocolate flavored condoms. I only have two left. I will use them for you.
Now, you can't see this right now, but he has the most smarmy and unctuous grin on his face when I confront him with his texts involving the chocolate-flavored condoms. He thinks it's funny. Ha ha ha, Corey.
Yes. Trying to make her excited.
Trying to make her excited. She's 13.
Yeah, they're chocolate-flavored condoms. They taste like chocolate.
No kidding, Corey.
So that she would allow me to come up here and hang out with her.
And have sex with her.
Well, not necessarily, but...
Well, why would you bring chocolate-flavored condoms if you didn't want to have sex with her?
Well, that's what I normally just have anyway. I always have condoms.
I always have condoms. I always have them. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. You're a real chucklehead, Corey.
And have you ever been surprised?
Oh, yes.
And this is the part, you know, he's telling me in our conversation that he's met, you know, other women online for sex. Does this all the time. And I ask him, have you ever been surprised? Oh, yes, he says.
Well, one time there was a transvestite.
So you had this sexy chat online with somebody. You showed up at their house and there was a transvestite.
I mean, she, that first look, everybody would think she was a woman.
Right. How did you find out that she was actually a he?
Well, when I started talking with her, her voice was a little deeper.
Yeah. Had a little Adam's apple thing going on. How'd that work out for you?
That was pretty nice. So thanks for the offer, but I'm leaving. So.
And you scooted on out of there?
Oh, yeah.
So he meets this person who's a transvestite, according to him. That's his definition. And realizes that the voice is a little deeper. Now, at first blush, he says, pretty girl. End up not being that. He explains to me that he declines the generous offer from this person, and he gets on his way. Now, if you think he was surprised in that scenario, I've got another surprise for him.
Well, here's something that I think you'll also find as a surprise. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and this is one of our To Catch a Predator stories. Have you seen the show before? You have. How many times have you seen it?
A couple dozen.
Yes. And what do you think of the stories?
Yeah, they're pretty incredible.
Pretty incredible. Did you ever think you'd be on one?
No.
You're good to go.
That's right. He's seen the show a couple dozen times. He knows we're out there. In this case, Long Beach, with the Long Beach Police Department. He likes the shows, and now he's on them. He's on one of the shows. He's on To Catch a Predator. I let him go. He walks out into the Long Beach night, and he's taken into custody.
Officers take him to their nearby processing center, where he, along with the other men who came to our undercover house, are photographed and interviewed.
He doesn't resist at all. Scrawny Corey Blagg just gets down on his knees. Long Beach police cuff him and take him away to the interrogation center. Oh, and one other thing. In spite of all this talk about chocolate condoms, Corey didn't have them in his pocket, at least that the police could find. And he didn't have them in his car, at least that the police could find. So, maybe the chocolate condom thing was made up just to lure a teen into sex? I tried to reach out to Corey, but he's not a fellow who spends a lot of time anymore on social media, at least that we can tell. He pleaded guilty to the felony of attempted lewd and lascivious act with a child less than 14 years old. He received time served. He was locked up for a while he couldn't post bail. He got 3 years probation and he had to register as a sex offender for life. He left California and he's now living in Georgia, as best we can tell, working for a company that provides medical services. Haven't been able to get a good contact number for Corey, but I'll keep trying.
More of our story in a moment.
As always, I like to hear from you. This week's question is from Jim in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Chris. My name is Jim from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Love the podcast. Just have a quick question. I was just wondering, have you ever taken any kind of self-defense classes yourself, boxing or jiu-jitsu? I know you have security on hand at all times, but you have come face-to-face with some predators. Just wondering if things went bad, if you took any kind of classes or any training to be able to protect yourself if you needed. Again, love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Thanks again.
Thank you for that, Jim. It's a great question. I have never taken specifically self-defense courses. Now, I go to a trainer in New York City, Robert Brace, Brace Life Studio, and he and his trainers do a wonderful job, and we do some fighting and some boxing there. And I think for a man of a certain age, I do pretty well. I try to stay pretty fit. And occasionally I do put on those boxing gloves and we go at it. One of the trainers there is a jiu-jitsu fighter of some note. And I think I'm going to learn a little bit about that too, because I find it interesting. But that's about all the training I've had. I think if I had to defend myself for a short period of time before my security or law enforcement intervened, I think I could do all right. I think I could contain the situation for enough time to have the cavalry arrive. But I'm vigilant. It's one of the reasons why I ask the guys to take their hands out of their pockets so I can see what's going on. And if they start coming towards me, you know, I suppose it's like when you see a bear in the woods, you try to get really big and have him get back in the chair. Thanks, Jim. You can find me all over social media. Official Chris Hansen on Instagram, at Chris Hansen on X, formerly known as Twitter. TikTok, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. Cameo, should you want to reach out to me there. True Blue, my streaming crime network. We have new takedown episodes. That's what we call the new predator investigations. The latest ones from Polk County, Florida. Another very successful investigation there. Check it out. True Blue, TRUBLU. Watch TrueBlue.com for details. A lot of exciting news in the near term from True Blue. We're expanding. Got some big documentaries coming and more takedown investigations. And as always, you can find me right here at chris@predatorpodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.
A Huda Media Production.